The crowd at the Brown County Democratic headquarters was in a party mood last night and erupted when Barack Obama was declared the next president. Shortly after that announcement, Democrat Steve Kagan made his acceptance speech after eking out a several percentage point victory over his rival, John Garland. The 8th District has a reputation for voting Republican, but voters opted to give Kagan another term. He said he's looking forward to working with the president of his own party.
By working together, we can bring about all the positive changes that people need, like guaranteeing access to affordable health care, restoring our economy, and bringing economic security to Northeast Wisconsin. And I'm drawing a line in the sand at Kimberly and Niagara and saying, look, enough is enough. We've lost enough jobs. Let's get balanced trade deals.
Kagan drew support from both urban and rural parts of the district to win over Republican John Gard with a larger percentage of the vote than he got in 2004, when both men also ran against each other. Gard served nearly 20 years in the state assembly and signaled this race may spell the end of his political career.
I believe in what we fought for. It matters. It really matters. And we will live to fight another day. In a variety of ways. I just, from the bottom of my heart, I don't know if I'll ever do this again.
Gard said he'll start training to run another race, the Boston Marathon. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.